Okay, if you can turn to Hebrews 13. Looking at just Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. Verses 5 through 6. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I'd like to take a look at the heart of covetousness, the heart of covetousness, and then the unanswered to covetousness. Our hearts can pursue many other things. They can be drawn to this love of money and not being content with what we have. Can look different for each of us, either desire for different gadgets or tools or books or cars or fill in the blank with whatever you're drawn to. The reasons for being content given here are verse 5, that Christ has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And also verse 6, the Lord is our helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The author of Hebrews links these to... he links these together. It doesn't look like they would follow on at first blush. Like they don't look like they're linked together, but he links them. We see that we are drawn to the love of money, and we're discontent with what we have because we're afraid of man. We ask the question, what can man do to me? And we list off all the bad things, ostracism and physical harm and all of that. We're also drawn to love of money and discontent with what we have because we're also afraid of being forsaken. But Christ says he will never leave us nor forsake us. To protect ourselves from man, we end up just adding more and more layers of things and possessions and attempts at comfort and protection around me, thinking that then just one more layer and then I'll be okay. Our look then has been taken off of Christ, and we're ultimately then not at peace with living or dying as the Lord's. An answer to covetousness would be, what would we say is unanswered to covetousness? Probably to be content with the things that we have, because the Lord is our layer of protection. We don't need these things that money can buy, and to always be grabbing something new as physical protection here on earth, or as things of comfort. Because the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? They may take away everything, yet I still am secure, living or dying in Christ. I have everything I need to die well. I have Christ. I'm united to Christ. I'm hidden in Christ, and I am in the Father's good hand. So why would my heart go out to these things and look away from Christ? I cannot serve two masters. I can't serve God and money. Would we go day to day, month to month, without change? No, our hearts, we must have our hearts changed. But can we change them at all. We're powerless to change our base desires and our wants, but yet we see we may see a desire to change in us, and if we do, if it is a true desire, then that's the Holy Spirit working in us. We then can see what He has worked in us, thank Him, and then pray for more heart change. We need also to watch and pray against this temptation to covet or to be discontent. Watching. As we're on the watch, we can realize, wow, I didn't realize I really loved things that much. Why does my heart go and attach itself to them so readily? Why do I find myself thinking of gadgets or new shiny things when my mind wanders? Why am I not satisfied with what I have? And there's watching there, and there's praying. We can pray for that the Lord would protect us and free us from the love of money and things. We need to be on the watch and be alert ourselves, but unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen watch in vain, so we need to pray to God to deliver us from the sin and to show us where we are blind to it or are self-deceived. We can pray to God to please give me contentedness, that my eyes wouldn't be roving to and fro, looking for the next thing to distract me. We can also pray for that God would make us care more about spiritual things, to care more about nearness and closeness to Christ, and to be more and more dependent on Christ, to care more about those spiritual things which will last beyond this life and not be burned up. Those spiritual things which will continue on into heaven, like our relationship with Christ. Just in summary, we need to be on guard against this sin and reject its advances into our heart when we do see it. And we can also pray for more of a sight of the true end of the things around us, that they'll be burned in the end, and to not put our hope in these things, but instead pray for a more open-eyed sight of Christ. For if God gives us that and changes our heart, then we will be content with Him.